The book is titled UP, and we've been working on the script, Ron Rieke and I, the author, who's also from Nagani. We've been polishing up the script. We're just about ready to, you know, feed it to the wolves of the business. And I insisted that we come here. I said, before we sign off on that script, we have to get back to the UP and just take any of those last little nuances, you know, get that flavor of the kudugi fresh in the mouth before we sort of, you know, seal this baby and take it out there.
Now, is this a fiction novel? Is it based in history? What is the book itself?
It's a novel set in 1989 in Ishpeming and Nagani. It also goes into Palmer and Marquette. It is fiction. It's based on, you know, some, you know, Nagani experiences, you know, Nagani experiences. Yeah.
So it's an R-rated movie.
Right? The book is at least R. At least R, yeah. Yeah. The movie, I hope to, you know, clean it up a little bit, but
The story is about what?
It's about four boys, kind of that coming of age period, you know, last couple years of high school, and sort of figuring out where they're going to go with their lives, if they're going to escape the UP, if they're going to stay in the UP. It's kind of a heartbreaker. It's a little tragic, actually, and it's thrilling. It's exciting. And when I read the book, I was just doing this movie. I acted in a couple movies, and I was fresh off of being on the set of a few films, and it was just like, man, this needs to be a movie. I was just seeing things cinematically. I'd done the movie Into the Wild, and it reminded me of the UP on steroids. And I was like, I don't know. There's all these seeds planting in my head through all these experiences. Of like,
so you had a chance to read the story. You say, okay, this is a great story. It looks like it could be made into, in your mind, you're saying this is a great story to make into a movie that has those universal themes in it that people will connect with. Why is it? I mean, obviously you have a connection here to the area, but why say we're going to make it here and not just go the easy route and let's take the story and just shoot it somewhere and do it and make it?
That would be the easy thing to do. But I'm a purist in that sense. The story is set here. I think it should be shot here. The Michigan film incentives right now are a great reason to push for it. And like I've said before, I would much rather shoot it here than, you know, in Vancouver next year. I'd rather shoot it here in 10 years than wait, you know, than shoot it in Vancouver next year.
Well, where are you on the project right now? Because, you know, we're talking the book, and this is something that you're looking at down the road here. Where is the project stand today?
Right now, we have a script that we are in the final stages that we want to polish up, and we've actually been holding out on giving it to anybody, including any sort of investors, until we were able to do this and just sort of connect with the UP people, which is why we wanted to do this book tour. We've got a Facebook page set up that's a great forum for people. And it was really just about remembering where the embryo is, you know, mm-hmm. where ground zero is for this entire project. So we really wanted to make sure that we built this time in to launch we launch.
As you're out and about talking to people and kind of filling them in on this whole thing, what's the reaction been?
It's been incredibly supportive. There's a few skeptics, you know, youpers, mm-hmm. They gotta feel us out, you know, but I think once people get a taste of who we are, it's been nothing but supportive and respectful and great.